administration.
Following the President's speech at Monett, Missouri, Wednesday, September 29, 1948.
It is the great honor of presenting to you the President of the United States.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Chairman, and citizens of Monett, this certainly is a very great honor to me. I am highly pleased to see some many Missourians out here on the platform this time of night. And I want to say to you that I had hoped to be able to get off the train and dedicate this region hall here tonight. But I will explain to you that it's like moving Ring Brother Circus to move the president around. It'll take at least 40 minutes or an hour to get the president off the train and get him back on again, because all his troops and entourage have to go with him. And I thought it would be much better if I could present this wonderful gavel here to the post commander, Art Jackman, and say to you that I'm now taking part in the dedication of that Legion Hall. You have great record here in men who serve, and I want to congratulate you on the contribution you made, not only to the Second World War, but to the first one. Some of my old cronies came from down in this part of the state, and I am very proud indeed to present to you Art this gavel. I hope you will use it with circumspection and that you will never be arbitrary in the use of it.
Thank you, Mr. President.
You're proud of
it. Our Benetton Post, Monett people, greatly honored.
Well, I appreciate the privilege of being able to do this. Now, I just want to call your attention to a fact or two. This campaign of mine is a crusade. It's a crusade in the interest of the people. There's just one issue in this campaign, and that is whether special privilege shall run the country or whether the people shall run the country. You know, we have the greatest government in the world in this country. It is a government for the people, as long as the people attend to their business and make that government work. Well, now, back in 1946, two-thirds of the people stayed home. And one-third of the people in this country elected, I would say, next to the worst Congress this country ever had. And the other two-thirds didn't have anything to cry about because they stayed at home and let that happen. Now, if you do that this time, you won't have anybody to blame but yourself. Because the welfare of this nation and the welfare of this world depends on what you do on November the 2nd in this campaign. I want you here in Missouri to roll up a majority that will give us a full Democratic congressional delegation in the Congress and show the world that you're behind your president in his effort for peace, in his effort for the welfare of the people of this country. For the last 16 years, policies have been inaugurated by the Democratic administration during that period for the welfare of the everyday man, the welfare of the farmer, the welfare of the laboring man, and the welfare of the small businessman, the white-collar worker. And if you want to overturn that and give the country back to the special privilege boys, that's your affair, because you are the government. But if you're going to do that, go out and vote for it. Don't stay at home and then blame the other fellow because you get bad government. Let me urge you, with everything I've got, to go to the polls on November the 2nd, just as early as you can get up and get there, and vote a straight Democratic ticket from president to constable, and then the country will be safe. How'd you like to meet my family? Well, I'll bring out the boss first. Miss Truman. Now my daughter, Margaret.
Jim Baker.
Where
are you,
Jim?
Oh, Jim. Oh, we're on this side, Mr. President.